This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India today is eager for progress, restless to achieve development, and determined to become self-reliant. Prime Minister Modi made the remarks while delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi.
आज जब दुनिया डिसरप्शन से डर रही है, भारत वाइब्रेंट फ्यूचर के डायरेक्शन में आगे बढ़ रहा है। आज इंडियन एक्सप्रेस के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूं, भारत सिर्फ एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट ही नहीं है, भारत एक इमर्जिंग मॉडल भी है।
Mr. Modi said people have seen how the past 25 years of the 21st century have passed with great speed, and one challenge after another has come, and yet the pace of India could not be stopped. He said despite global challenges, the Indian economy is growing at a faster rate. The Prime Minister said today the world sees the Indian growth model as a model of hope. In Bihar, the BJP Legislative Party will meet at the state headquarters in Patna today, where the newly elected 89 MLAs will choose their new leader. BJP Bihar President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said party observers will also attend to the meeting. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 443-member house. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protest last year. The three-member bench led by Justice Muhammad Ghulam Murtaza Mazumdar also sentenced former Inspector General of the Police Chaudhary Abdullah Al-Mamun, who turned a state witness, to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. Ministry of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbour, remains committed to the best interest of the people of Bangladesh, including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. The Iranian government has suspended the visa waiver facility available to ordinary Indian passport holders visiting Iran from 22nd of this month. The decision has been taken in view of reported incidents of luring Indians to Iran on false promises of employment or with assurances of onward transit to third countries. The Ministry of External Affairs, in an advisory, said this measure is intended to prevent further misuse of the facility by criminal elements. It added that from 22nd of this month, Indian nationals with ordinary passports would be required to obtain a visa to enter or transit through Iran. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jazeer Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to this agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack. The NIA revealed that Wani modified drones and attempted to make rockets ahead of the blast. It added that Wani is an active conspirator of the attack. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championship in Cairo, Egypt. With this, India ended their campaign in the championship at the third place with a total of 13 medals, including 3 gold, 6 silver and 4 bronze. And that's the end of the news bulletin.